Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Heinkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the 12th week in Ordinary Time, June 26th, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, "When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And then a leper approached, did him homage, and said, 'Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean.' He stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, 'I will do it. Be made clean.' His leprosy was cleansed immediately." The mountain had been holy with words. Jesus had just finished teaching the crowds, the Beatitudes, the call to mercy, the invitation to trust the Father, the warning against hypocrisy. The people descended the hillside, carrying those words in their minds, perhaps wondering whether anyone could truly live as he described. Then, before them all, the teaching became flesh. A leper approached. The crowd would have recoiled instantly. Leprosy was not only a disease of the body, it was a wound of isolation. Lepers lived outside the village, outside worship, outside of ordinary affection. No embrace, no handshake, no closeness. People learned to step away from them long before they could come near. Yet this man does something astonishing. He comes towards Jesus. Even more astonishing, he kneels in homage. There is humility in his posture, but there is also faith. He does not say, "If you can," he says, "If you wish." "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." The leper already believes in the power of Christ. The only mystery remaining in his heart is whether divine love is willing to come close to him. That question lives quietly inside many souls. We may believe God is powerful. We may believe he heals others. We may believe he forgives saints, restores holy people, blesses those who seem spiritually strong. But deep within, many carry the secret fear that God hesitates before our own wounds. We wonder if our failures, sins, compulsions, bitterness, or hidden shame make us untouchable. The leper's question becomes our own. "Lord, do you truly wish to heal me?" And Jesus answers not first with words, but with touch. He stretches out his hand. Pause there. Before the healing, before the cleansing, before the miracle itself, he touched him. For years, perhaps decades, the man may not have felt human contact. Others protected themselves from his uncleanliness. But Jesus is not afraid of contamination. Divine holiness moves in the opposite direction from human fear. Instead of uncleanliness spreading to Jesus, holiness flows from Jesus into the leper. This is the mystery of grace. So often we think we must become clean before approaching God. Yet throughout the Gospel, Jesus becomes clean because they approach him. The sinner touches mercy. The blind cry out. The hemorrhaging woman reaches for his cloak. Peter sinks beneath the waves and grasps his hand. Christ is never repelled by honest poverty. In contemplative prayer, this truth becomes deeply personal. We begin to discover that Jesus does not merely tolerate us, he desires us. He does not stand at a distance analyzing our brokenness. He comes near enough to touch it. Sometimes his healing is immediate, as with the leper. Sometimes it unfolds slowly across years. Sometimes the external wound remains while the soul becomes luminous with grace. But always the first miracle is closeness. Many people spend their lives hiding their inner leprosy, old resentments, secret addictions, fear of rejection, spiritual exhaustion, a sense of unworthiness. We become skilled at appearing healthy while quietly starving for tenderness from God. Yet Christ still descends the mountain and walks directly into the crowd of wounded humanity. And he still touches. A priest once visited an elderly man dying alone in a nursing facility. The man had not been to confession in nearly 50 years. At first, he resisted conversation. Shame had hardened him. Eventually, with a trembling voice, he admitted, "Father, I think I've waited too long for God." The priest quietly took his hand and said, "No one waits longer for God than God waits for them." The old man began to weep. That is the gospel today. Not merely that Jesus heals, not merely that Jesus has power, that Jesus desires communion with the wounded. He says, "I will do it." In the original simplicity of the gospel, these words shine with extraordinary tenderness. Christ does not heal reluctantly. He wills our restoration more than we do ourselves. The saints understood this deeply. They stopped fleeing from the gaze of God. Instead, they allowed themselves to be seen completely, poverty, weakness, and all, and discovered that divine love remained. Perhaps this is why the contemplative life matters so much. Silence teaches us to stop hiding. In prayer, we gradually lower the defenses around our wounded places. We allow Christ to approach what we ourselves cannot heal. And there, in the hidden chamber of the heart, the Savior still whispers, "I will do it." Not always instantly, not always dramatically, but truly. Today the gospel invites us to bring before Christ the places we normally conceal, the wound we have accepted as permanent, the sin we believe defines us, the loneliness we cannot explain, the grief beneath our smiles. Approach him anyway. Kneel anyway. Ask anyway. Because the heart of Christ has not changed. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are not afraid of my wounds. You do not turn away from my weakness or recoil from my sin. Give me the courage to come before you honestly, without masks, without excuses, without fear. touch the places within me that remain isolated and ashamed, cleanse what is broken, restore what has grown numb. Teach me to trust not only in your power, but in your desire to heal me. And when I feel unworthy of your love, remind me gently that you still stretch out your hand.
Amen.
If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a look again at the gospel we shared at Mass and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.